Permaculture is our topic today. If you're looking in your 2022 home maintenance calendar and you're like, hey, where's Leafy Green Farm Fresh that we're supposed to be talking about? Well, as we described at the beginning of the first segment, we did not have a broadcast on Christmas. And that was something we didn't even look at when we were putting the calendar together. So because January is a five-week month, we've rolled Farmer Greg to January 1st. And we were talking at permaculture, as you can see as the last topic from the 21 calendar, the conscious design and maintenance of agriculturally productive systems. That's the definition of permaculture. And there are ethics for permaculture. What are the ethics, Farmer Greg? That sounds like a very stern word for gardening.
Yeah, it's actually, there's so much, it's just like nature, there's flow in it. So it's not really stern, it's just, it's the flow, you know, you just get in the flow. And so when Bill Mollison and David Holmgren penned permaculture, they basically looked at nature and looked at natural systems and how they worked, and they put them together in several books, which is, one of them is called Permaculture, A Designer's Manual. It's a 800-page tome on how to work with nature. They created some ethics. And it's really simple. It's care for the earth, care for the people and the inhabitants of the earth, and care for the future and share the surplus. So really it's a model to see how we can put systems in place to take care of our future.
I like the share the surplus.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, so let's actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that for a minute. I am, and for longtime listeners of me on this show, you've heard this from me, but I'll just reiterate it. And that is that I believe that the only place that lack lives, this conscious human concept that we call there's not enough or lack, the only place that that lives is in our brains. Because when I look at natural systems around my house, I have an apple tree in the backyard that produces 250 pounds of apples. That is a massive amount of abundance. And I have citrus that I'm harvesting right now. And I would bet off of my 14 navel orange citrus trees, I'll get 500 pounds of citrus this year. That is just an amazing amount of abundance. So when we look to nature, we're looking for the abundance of nature.
Yeah, 500 pounds of citrus would be a lot for anyone to consume in a year.
Well, and I told a joke for many years that about 4 years ago, I finally started getting enough navel oranges that I could share some with my mom. Because I've already eaten three. And it's, you know, on a good day, I'll eat 10 navel oranges off of my trees this time of year. Because, you know, they just grow. They're free. They're just, you know, there.
And it is fun. We have, several types of grapefruit. Pink Lady is my favorite. Mm-hmm. But we've got another one that's got a really, really thick rind and not much fruit in it, but it's a very, very
sweet.
Yellow. And then we've got several different types of oranges, a lime tree.
Yep.
And we won't just, when we squeeze them, we won't just do orange juice and grapefruit and lime juice and lemon juice separately. We might do three oranges, a Pink Lady grapefruit, and a lime, and just see what it tastes like. You know, yeah. Every drink gets something different for breakfast.
Right?
It's a lot. I enjoy it. I tell myself the kids enjoy it. I think they do. they go out and pick with me, so.
There you go. So along with the ethics, Bill and David, who David Holmgren, by the way, has been on my podcast. That was an epic podcast. They created principles around permaculture. And these principles are guidelines for us to look to see how to interact with nature. And the first one is observation. And I've told people for years, when you move into a new property, spend at least a year before you make any major changes. Spend a year on the property to make sure that you don't make any big mistakes. And a perfect example of that is about a decade ago, the people across the street moved into their house. They have a west-facing front yard. And, you know, I'm in an old citrus orchard. And So I still, to this day, I still have a couple of orange trees that were planted in the 1920s. And when they moved into their house, there were two grapefruit trees in their front yard, mature 30-foot tall grapefruit trees. And within a week of them moving in, they were out there with chainsaws cutting them down.
Ugh.
What they didn't realize,
and you know what, they probably bought into the hype of that, you know, if you've got citrus, you're going to end up with rats. And they were trying to, you know, because of a rat, they made the decision to ruin their entire landscape.
Well, and here's the thing. I have not seen in 10 years a citrus fruit damaged by a rat on my property. And I grow a lot of citrus. But here's the thing that they didn't understand. That they have a west-facing house. This was their front yard. So those two citrus trees were shading their house in the afternoon. I'm sure they increased their electric bill in the summertime by 30%.
A lot of heat gain.
When you first arrive at a property, you want to spend some time paying attention to what's where and make sure you don't make any big mistakes. And you do that through protracted observation.
Protractive observation.
Long-term. Long-term observation.
Yeah. I hadn't heard about protractive or protractors since I was in fifth grade.
And we're not done with our fancy words here in the Urban Farm. We've got a lot more. Stay tuned.